The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now we move to this news breaking this morning. The three Indian sailors have been killed after the US military struck a tanker in the Gulf of Oman. These men had been reported missing after their ship came under attack yesterday. The US military accused the boat of not complying with directions from American forces. Let's get more on this now with Middle East-based journalist Sally Lockwood. Sally, thank you for joining us on the programme this morning. So talk us through what has happened here, because I said these sailors were reported missing, but their deaths now have been confirmed.
Yeah, that's right. And as we understand it, Claire, it's the third such incident involving Indian vessels this week in the Strait of Hormuz. Excuse me. US Central Command confirmed yesterday that US forces had shot out an engine room and disabled an oil tanker in the Gulf of Oman after reportedly the vessel violated their naval blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. The crew didn't respond despite warnings. Now, this was a Palau flagged vessel with an Indian crew on board. So it was disabled by the US. They shot at it. And 21 seafarers were reported yesterday to have been rescued, but three were missing. And today, the Indian shipping minister has confirmed that they've all been recovered and that they are in fact dead. So, you know, really terrible news. And certainly it feels like it's putting a strain on lots of diplomatic relations when it comes to the situation now with this war. And we are hearing from the Indian embassy in Oman today in Muscat, there's a fresh incident involving another vessel in waters off the coast of Oman today, that another vessel is on fire. We're still waiting more details on that.
Okay. It's interesting, though, to see the Indian government's response to these three deaths, referring to it as a tragic incident and saying that it is deeply unfortunate, Sally. I mean, a lot rides on their response here to the Americans.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot is being said publicly to keep face at the moment. But I think diplomatic channels behind the scenes are probably having much more robust conversations. But certainly, you know, this is not welcome news at all. And it's something that the shipping industry has dreaded. You know, this is their worst case scenario, that this military blockade on the Strait of Hormuz, they feared for months now that it would result in civilian deaths, and here we are. And certainly, I think the diplomatic language between the US and India remains largely neutral, but I'm sure behind closed doors, there's some very serious conversations being had.
I suppose it's an indication of just how difficult it is to police this ban on ships using the Strait of Hormuz, how difficult it is and how much of a knife edge the entire situation is, because all it takes is for another of these incidents to happen and the response not to be as diplomatic as it has been this morning from the Indian government.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's not forget, you know, there could have been communication failure. We're talking about language barriers here as well. There are seafarers from all parts of the world, you know, hovering the Strait of Hormuz, trying to get through at the moment. Many have been stranded there for months. And I think there has been an increase in traffic. I mean, we know that the US has confirmed that they've been helping commercial vessels navigate the Strait of Hormuz safely and get out. Donald Trump himself said that they've managed to help, many oil tankers get out in the last month or so, that they've been doing covertly at night. And that's why they've been targeting these radar sites around the Strait of Hormuz to help these vessels evade detection by the Iranians. Donald Trump said that 100 million barrels of oil had got out this way, thanks to the Americans. We can't verify those figures, but I should say that in normal times, it would take around 5 days for that amount of oil to pass through the Strait of Hormuz. And reportedly, according to Donald Trump, that's passed through in the space of a month, thanks to this sort of clandestine operation that's taken place by the Americans. So it could have been that there was also, you know, an information breakdown that some vessels thought that they could pass and haven't been able to. I think it just really speaks to not only the volatile nature of the situation, but also the complex and confusing nature that we're now seeing in this critical waterway, which has become such a flashpoint in this war.
And Sally, we saw overnight the price of oil climbed to around $94 the last time I checked, very early this morning. And I was listening to one expert in the area saying, no one expects this to be sorted out in the medium term, that it is expected that the strait will be closed for a time to come. And even if it reopens, there will be such fear around using it that there won't be any sign of normality for some time to come. Is that what you're hearing too?
I think there is now a sense of resignation in this region that we've actually just adjusted to a new normal. And despite the US and even the Iranians, you know, via official channels today, they're still saying that diplomatic talks remain alive and they're still working towards some sort of preliminary agreement. But it feels like wishful thinking when you look at the escalation that we've seen this week. You know, Israel and Iran exchanging fire on Monday, the US and Iran on Tuesday and then Wednesday. And it's hard to see how they're going to reach some sort of agreement in the current climate, not least because the Strait of Hormuz is Iran's most powerful bargaining chip, and they are not going to give that up easily.
And then we had Kuwait temporarily closing its airspace due to Iranian attacks. Now, those attacks were intercepted, but it adds fuel to the fire around this whole thing, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Kuwait's been really badly hit in this war. And in the last few weeks, it's been targeted almost, you know, in isolation when it comes to looking at the Gulf states as a whole. Bahrain has also been attacked in the last couple of days, and Jordan. We've seen a similar pattern in the last couple of nights. And it's only a few days ago that Kuwait's international airport had a direct hit. And I'm not sure if you remember the scenes, Claire, but the images were, you know, quite shocking. There was so much damage to one airport terminal. One person was killed, but it's hard to believe that more people weren't killed. And 63 people were hospitalized following that. The injuries included amputations. It was a really huge incident, and that terminal remains closed. And I think one of the big questions in this region is, why is Kuwait being hit so hard? And why is the UAE, normally Iran's favourite target, not being hit? We haven't had an attack here in around 3.5 weeks. Now, the truth is we don't actually know the answer to that, but there's a lot of speculation. And some analysts are suggesting that the reason Kuwait and Bahrain are being hit so hard at the moment is not just because they have a huge American military presence there, but also because the attacks and the operations currently being carried out by the US and Iran are coming from those countries.
Okay, that is one explanation. Sally, thank you very much for joining us. Sally Lockwood there is a Middle East-based journalist.
The Claire Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.